Blessed be God, who enables us through the Holy Spirit to praise his holy name. Let us therefore bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit by proclaiming, Blessed be God forever. With this podcast, we gather to listen to God's holy word. In order to prepare our hearts for this task, we begin by acknowledging our sins and saying the following act of contrition. O my God, I repent with my whole heart of all of my sins. I detest them, for it is by them that I deserve the loss of heaven and all the sufferings of hell. But it is also by them that most of all I have offended you, infinite goodness. And it is because of this I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, a grace that I ask you to grant me now and always, that I will do what penance I can, and desire to rather die than offend you again. Amen. O Lord, be in our hearts, and on our lips, and shown in our lives, so that we may proclaim and know the word of the Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Job. Job answered his friends and said, I know well that it is so, but how can a man be justified before God, should one wish to contend with him? He could not answer him once in a thousand times. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has withstood him and remained unscathed? He removes the mountains before they know it. He overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place, and the pillars beneath it tremble. He commands the sun, and it rises not. He seals up the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads upon the crest of the sea. He made the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellations of the south. He does great things past finding out, marvelous things beyond reckoning. Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Should he seize me forcibly, who can say nay? Who can say to him, what are you doing? How much less shall I give him my answer, or choose out arguments against him? Even though I were right, I could not answer him, but should rather beg for what is due me. If I appealed to him and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words. The Word of the Lord. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Daily I call upon you, O Lord, to you I stretch out my hands. Will you work wonders for the dead? Will the shades arise to give you thanks? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Do they declare your mercy in the grave, your faithfulness among those who have perished? Are your wonders made known in the darkness, or your justice in the land of oblivion? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. But I, O Lord, cry out to you. With my morning prayer I wait upon you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me? Why hide from me your face? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I considered all things so much rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered him, Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. And to another he said, Follow me. But he replied, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. But he answered him, Let the dead bury their dead. But you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home. Jesus answered him, No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Too often, when we become Christians or we hear the gospel call, we as individuals sound like the three individuals pointed out in the gospel reading today. There was one, simply because he met Jesus along the way, that he declared that he wanted to follow Jesus wherever he went. The second one wanted to basically take care of a matter at home, burying somebody that was a loved one dear to them. And the third one basically wanted to first say goodbye to people, basically say, you know, good riddance to those that he was a part of, so that he could journey and they know that he was going. Each of these three responses get a very unique reply from the Lord. The first was basically told, Oh, you want to come and follow me? Well, you don't know where I'm headed. He tells him that he has nowhere to lay his head. Basically, he's letting this person know that he's going to Jerusalem to die on a cross and to be buried. Kind of making the person consider the hardship of the call of Christianity, a hardship very few truly want to endeavor to experience. Many of us think that the gospel call is something of a good thing. It's only about getting to heaven. In some cases, because of some health and wealth preaching that was popular in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, there are individuals today that still think of a positive faith or health and wealth type gospel message where everything will be okay. You're basically going to be like a person in a Disney cartoon with birds chirping and singing and letting you know that all is happy and good. But that's not what Jesus wants us to expect. The second individual who said basically, hey, let me go and bury my father. Let me bury this person that's important to me, is like many of us who want to put off the call of Christ for some future date because the things of this world right here, right now, are much more important to us than our eternal salvation. We think we have all the time in the world to do all these other things that really are unimportant. But rather, God calls us to something more. He wants us to just go out, do what we need to do, and proclaim the gospel. Not stay back and bury the dead. Or in a sense, stay in sin and try to repent at the last minute. The third individual wanted to say farewell to everybody in her friends and family group, and basically, these are the kind of individuals that have that secret sin, that sin that they won't let go. They want a long goodbye. They want to enjoy whatever sin, temptation that they are so attached to. Sins of sexual promiscuity, drug use, alcohol abuse, pursuit of money, things of this world, pleasures of only this age. All these things show different stages in which people try to compromise or want something that they don't really comprehend about Christ. And Job talks about this in the first reading. He basically makes his case that he can't really demand of God anything. For as our first reading closed up, he would basically say that if God would answer him when he would pray to him, he really wouldn't believe that God had hearkened to him, that God had listened to what he had to say and responded. God is so much higher than him. There's something about God that doesn't get the answer to the question. Many of us think we'll get to heaven and we'll be able to ask God why this, why that. But in the end, we're going to be like Job. We're going to realize we can't demand an answer of God. And if God did give us an answer, it wouldn't be something that would satisfy us, because really the only thing we can do is ask of God what is truly right and just, that he give us what he has promised us. He's not promised us health and wealth. He's promised us difficulty, tribulation, and a cross. He's not called us to be so concerned with those things that are dead in our lives, but to move forward in the light of the gospel. And most importantly, he doesn't call us to linger and put off and wait and hold on to these treasured sins that are so dear to us that we wouldn't leave them behind for the kingdom of heaven. Because we must put our hands to the plow and break up that fallow ground of our heart and root out every sin, so that one day we will be ready for our Yom Kippur, our day of atonement, our day of judgment before our Lord, God, and Savior. We who have listened to your word and pondered its meaning now turn to you to declare our faith in response by saying, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, and our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death, and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. At the invitation of Christ, we come, dear Father, to await before your throne. We stand here not in our own righteousness, but we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, your Son. As a result, we who have received your grace and our hearts, which are warmed by your Holy Spirit, now are inclined to praise you and say, Blessed are you, Lord, our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, God supreme, who extends loving kindness and is master of all, who remembers the gracious deeds of our forefathers, and who has brought a Redeemer with love to their children's children for his name's sake. Remember us for life, O King who desires life, and inscribe us in the book of life. For your sake, O living God, King, Helper, Savior, and Protector, blessed are you, Lord, Protector of Abraham. Your might is eternal, O Lord, who revives the dead, powerful in saving, who sustains the living with loving kindness, who revives the dead with great mercy, who supports the fallen, heals the sick, frees the captive, and keeps faith with the dead. Who is like you, Almighty, and who resembles you, O King, who can bring death and give life, and make salvation blossom forth? Who is like you, merciful Father, who recalls his creatures mercifully for life? And faithful are you to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the dead live. You are holy, and your name is holy, and those who are holy shall praise you every day. Blessed are you, Lord, the Holy King. You grant knowledge to man and teach understanding to humans. From your own self, favor us with knowledge, understanding, and sense. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of knowledge. Return us, our Father, to your word, and draw us closer, our King, to your worship, and bring us back before you in complete repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a pardoner and forgiver. Blessed are you, Lord, the gracious one who forgives abundantly. Look upon us in our suffering and fight our struggles. Redeem us speedily for your name's sake, for you are a mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. For you are our glory. Send complete healing for our every illness. For you, Divine King, are the faithful, merciful Physician. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless this year for us, O Lord our God, and all its varied produce, that it be for good. Provide blessing on the face of the earth. Satisfy us with your goodness, and bless this year like the good years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar to proclaim our freedom. Lift up a banner for the ingathering of our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers together the dispersed of his people Israel. Restore our judges as at the first, and our counselors as in the beginning, removing from us sorrow and sighing. Rule over us, you alone, O Lord, with kindness and mercy, and vindicate us in the judgment. Blessed are you, Lord, King of judgment. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of his glorious majesty, forever and ever. On the righteous and the saintly, on the elders of your people, the house of Israel, and on their surviving scholars, on the true proselyte, and on ourselves, let your compassion flow, O Lord our God. Grant a good reward to all who sincerely trust in your name. Place our lot with them forever, and let us not be ashamed. For in you do we trust. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. To Jerusalem, your city, return with compassion, and dwell within it as you promised. Rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting structure, and speedily establish in its midst the throne of David. Blessed are you, Lord, builder of Jerusalem. Concerning the offspring of your servant David, Jesus Christ, quickly cause him to flourish and lift up his power by your deliverance. For your deliverance we constantly hope. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the glory of deliverance to flourish. Hear our voice, O Lord, our God. Show compassion and mercy to us. Accept our prayers with mercy and favor. For you are a God who hears prayers and supplications. And from your presence, O God, turn us not away empty. For you hear the prayer of your people Israel with compassion. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Favorably receive, O Lord our God, your people Israel and their prayer. Restore the worship to your temple in Zion. Receive with love and favor the offerings of Israel and their prayer. And may the worship of your people Israel always be favorably received by you. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We give thanks unto you, who are the Lord our God, and God of our fathers for all eternity. You are the strength of our lives, the shield of our deliverance. In every generation we shall thank you and declare your praise, for our lives that are entrusted into your hand, and for our souls that are in your care, and for your miracles that are daily with us, and for your wondrous deeds and goodness that occur at all times, evening, morning, and noon. You are the benevolent one, for your mercies are never ended, the compassionate one, for your deeds of kindness do not stop. Always have we placed our hope in you. For all this, O our King, may your name be always blessed and exalted forever and ever. And inscribe all the children of your covenant for a good life. All the living will forever thank you and praise your name in truth. O God, our eternal salvation and help. Blessed are you, Lord, whose name is goodness. It is pleasing to give thanks to you. Establish peace, well-being, blessing, grace, loving-kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all Israel, your people. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, by the light of your presence. For by the light of your presence have you given us, O Lord, our God, a Torah of life, love of kindness, justice, blessing, compassion, life, and peace. And it is good in your sight to bless your people Israel at all times and in every hour with your peace. In the book of life, blessing, and peace, good livelihood, may we be remembered and inscribed before you. We and your entire people, the family of Israel, for a good life and for peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes peace. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit. Let my soul be silent to them that curse me. Yes, let my soul be like dust unto all. Open my heart to your word, and let my soul pursue your commandments. And all who think evil against me quickly annul their designs and frustrate their intentions. May it be your will, O Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, that no person be jealous of me, nor I of others, that I not become angry, and that I not anger you. Save me from the evil inclination, and place humility in my heart. Do it for the sake of your name, and for the sake of your might, for the sake of your holiness, for the sake of your word, in order that your loved ones may be saved. Save me through your might and answer my prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my strength and my Redeemer. May he who makes peace in the heavens make peace for us and for all Israel, and say, Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us go in peace and glorify the Lord with how we live among others. Thanks be to God. Thank you for listening to our podcast today and adding your prayers to ours. As a result of those who have been generous in giving donations to this particular podcast through the buymeacoffee.com/dtesh link, we now add the following prayer. Dear Father, because you have loved us and have given to us, we love you and give to you in return. Help us to never give reluctantly or under compulsion, but cheerfully. For we remember Jesus Christ, who though he was rich, for our sakes became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. We therefore pray for all of our benefactors who have supported this ministry with financial donations through the buymeacoffee.com/dtesh link. That is buymeacoffee.com/dtesh link. For we thank you for all their time and provincial support, which enables us to fulfill this ministry that you have entrusted to us. As a result, we pray for their personal intentions, knowing that you have a good plan for each one of our lives. For those who are ill, we pray for your healing touch to be upon them. For those who are in need of a job, we ask that the doors of employment open to them. For those in need of hope, we ask that your light will scatter the darkness in their life and fill them with your love. We ask for peace to reign in each one of their hearts and the hearts of their loved ones. For those who are lukewarm, we ask that you will fan the flame of a new passion for your name in their hearts. For the lost, we ask that you enfold them in your loving embrace so that they can know how to be near to you who are close at hand to each one of us. For those who are brokenhearted, we ask that your touch would mend their hearts. For those in need of mercy, we ask that they will know the healing balm of your forgiveness. For those in need of grace, we ask that you lavishly pour forth your grace in abundance. For those struggling with addictions, we ask that you set them free from these chains. For those who are in fear, we ask that they may come to know that you are greater than all things, because you are the perfect love that casts out fear. For those who were in sorrow and mourning, we ask that you turn their tears into joy. And for those who are healthy, with peace and joy, we praise you, Lord, and we ask you to continue to secure them in those graces. Grant, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that all of our families, all of our friends, and every one of our benefactors will one day meet you face to face in your heavenly kingdom. We know that we can never repay you for the gift of salvation that you give us, for the very eternal life that you want to impart to us, and the cleansing of sin that you willingly provide, as well as the peace and joy that are ours in Christ Jesus. But we do ask that you accept all those who have given to Detached Catholic Place through the buymeacoffee.com/DTESH link as a means of showing our recognition of your love for us and our gratitude for you. In Jesus' name, amen.